part three of the book, which is the actual sadhana, the new essence of Vajrayana, Haruka Bodhimandala, self-generation practice, and instruction of the Gandhanora lineage. So one thing I've omitted to mention is those people who are only practicing Vajrayogini. Many of the teachings I'm giving, if you're listening, if you're watching or paying attention, they will fit perfectly well with Vajrayogini. You just have to change the shape, the colour, maybe a letter here or there, but there's not much to change. The real meaning of these instructions can be applied equally to both Haruka and Vajrayogini. Okay, so last week we spent some time trying to understand the three bringings, the first, second and third bringings, bringing death into the path to the truth body, bringing intermediate state into the path to the enjoyment body, and bringing rebirth into the path to the enjoyment body. So the first two are relatively simple. For example, the first one, bringing death into the path, means bringing the clear light of death. So during that practice, as you know, we meditate on visualizing the various visions of the dissolutions as we are imagining that we are dying. We go through the mirage-like appearance, the smoke-like appearance, and so forth, and we end up at the eighth sign, which is the appearance of our clear light mind, the most subtle mind that we possess. In our meditation, we are imagining this, and at that stage, we are believing that our clear light mind has manifested, and it is now mixed with the ultimate nature of all phenomena, ultimate truth of all things. And we take this as our basis of imputation. In other words, we take this as our body, our basis of imputation. We observe this union of our mind of clear light of bliss mixed with the emptiness of all phenomena. And we think to ourselves, this is me, I am truth body, Haruka. I am the Dhammakaya Haruka, I am the definitive Buddha Haruka. This is the most important of the three. Well, without this one being working, the others won't work. So everything that follows now works, it all functions, if we have a deep experience of this first bringing. Then, moving on to the second bringing, as we are in our aspect of the truth body, it's not really an aspect, there's nothing to see, but as we are generating the divine pride, observing this union of bliss and emptiness, we think to ourselves at some stage, we wake ourselves out of our blissful stupor, and we think to ourselves, if I remain in this state, then I will be unable to benefit sentient beings. So I must manifest in a more gross state. I must appear in a form that they can relate to and connect to. And then we arise as the enjoyment body of Haruka, just like an emanation. Just like an ordinary body appears when we enter into the intermediate state. Intermediate state body, which is like a dream body, just appears out of the clear light of death. In the second bringing the enjoyment body into the path of the intermediate state into the path of the enjoyment body, then we arise in the form of the nada, the little three curves on the top of the letter hum. We just appear as the nada, which is the same nature as the truth body. We're just still the same nature as bliss and emptiness, but now we're appearing in a form that some sentient beings can perceive. So these are sentient beings who are those with very pure karma, very, very pure karma. They can perceive that and they can connect with that. But this still isn't good enough for us to connect with all living beings. So as we're in this state, we are meditating on ourselves, thinking I am the enjoyment body, Haruka, in the form of the nada. We think to ourselves, this is okay, I'm the subtle form body now, but it's still not reaching enough beings. I still need to appear in a more gross form that can be perceived by any living being. And then we enter into the union, with this motivation, we imagine entering into the union of our future father's sperm and future mother's egg. We imagine entering into that, but all visualized as completely pure. And at which stage I gave up trying to give a commentary because that's too complicated. And I remembered that in 2005 in Berlin, Venerable Geshe-la gave the most incredible commentary to this section. I'm going to share it with you tonight. This just blows your mind. So here in the Sadhana, at this point, we just have these words. It says, so we're now like the tiny letter, the tiny nada in space, thinking I'm the enjoyment body. And we think, we're looking down. We're thinking, in the center of the four elements, Mount Meru and the lotus, is a reddish white moon arisen from the vowels and consonants. Okay, so we're looking down at this scenario, which is our new universe, and the reddish white moon represents the union of our father's sperm and mother's egg. I enter the center of the moon and gradually transform into a hum, the letter hum, which is printed on the page opposite. From the hum, which is the collection of five omniscient wisdoms, the entire supported and supporting mandala arise in an instant. Okay, so there's a lot of stuff going on there. So that happens in our imagination. Then we think, I am basis Haruka with my consort. The celestial mansion of the body mandala is the nature of the gross parts of my body. And the assembly of heroes and heroines of the body mandala is the nature of the subtle parts of my body, the channels and drop element. Thus I arise as Haruka, father and mother of the body mandala, the nature of my indestructible white and red drop, with the entire supported and supporting body mandala fully and all at once. I am emanation body Haruka. So at this stage we now generate the divine pride of being the emanation body, the gross form body of Buddha Haruka. And that meditation has many, many benefits, incredible number of benefits for us. Just even though our imagination is not particularly good right now and we don't really know what we've done, still it's beneficial.